listening to Outside the Cage with your hosts, Gabe Owens, Alan Young, and Brian Kilby.
All right, welcome to Outside the Cage. As always, I'm your host, Gabe Owens. With me, as always, is Brian Kilby and Alan Young.
Hello.
I think Rob's in there somewhere, maybe?
No, Rob died, actually. We need to announce that. It was tragic, but we'll remember him forever.
Oh, okay. Well, that sucks. Anyway, this. Speaking of, you didn't play the clip I wanted you to play last week. You played from the press conference, not the in-ring promo, Brian. So.
Oh, I suck.
Thank you on the penis right now. It was interesting stuff anyway, but I was just like, what the hell is this? And I was like, oh, this must be from the press conference.
Sorry. So, last night's card on Versus.
Okay. Well, before we get to there, glorious news on the DirecTV front.
Oh, yes. Yes, Versus is back on DirecTV, so I can quit bitching about that problem.
And they did have to pay more. They did not put it in the higher sports tier extra pay, right?
That is correct. My bill has not changed yet. It will go up. It always goes up. But haven't yet.
So, yes, you've been missing out on Versus and now the occasional UFC card and hockey and bull riding and sports soup. If you've been missing out on all that good stuff because you have DirecTV, well, tune back in because it's back on. But it wasn't because of UFC, it was actually because of the hockey playoffs. But, you know, take what you can get.
Oh, well. Whatever works.
Speaking of also, MMA fans got a little slammed by Stephen Colbert the other night. Wasn't too bad, but...
Oh, I didn't see that. What did he say?
Something... You know, Colbert, you know, typical, making a joke about a lobotomy... I think it was related to healthcare, and then it went to lobotomies, and then it was watching UFC, and kind of the, well, you'd need a lobotomy to watch you if you wanted to watch UFC.
Yeah.
But then they made a fine mixed martial arts joke involving Jason Pollock, which actually was pretty funny. But, you know, you take your lumps where you get them. It wasn't too bad. Anyway, we're talking about the UFC card last night on Versus. Mm-hmm. What did you think overall, Alan?
It was not quite as exciting as I expected. It was not bad. The main event went down pretty much the way I expected, with John Jones basically overpowering Vera and breaking his eye socket, apparently.
I haven't heard about. I know he pretty much gave up as soon as he got elbowed.
Yeah. So, he was wincing like Popeye.
His eye looked pretty fucked up. I kind of thought it might go to a decision, but it would be decisively bones. But he ended in the first round, so you know he's the new thing. He's up and coming. He's exciting. He's one of my favorite new fighters by far.
Yeah. Well, he's probably going to head up towards the top of the division now and take on who knows what. That division's so stacked, you could put him up against anyone and it'd be a good fight.
I mean, we assume the winner of Rashad Rampage will get the winner of Lyoto and Shogun.
Right. What's the status on Rampage, because he's been saying that he just wants to finish his contract and get out.
Has he changed his mind? Well, I mean, I don't think he's gone any further than he's just getting ready for Rashad.
Mm-hmm.
He posted a picture on a tweet pic. He looked awfully fat when he started training camp. So he's been eating good during his A-team promotional tour or whatever he's doing. But he's looks like he's taking it very serious. Like he's very, very motivated to fight Rashad. But other than that, he hasn't said anything.
Right.
Also, rumors Tito did not finish. Speaking of light heavyweights, Tito did not finish the season of Ultimate Fighter. Rich Franklin stepped in.
Right.
Which led to rumors it would be Rich versus Chuck, which Dana denied. Said it was going to be Rich versus Randy, but then did not confirm Chuck and Tito were still on for a third fight, which I don't think anyone cares. Of course, depending on how season 11 pans out, if Tito is acting like a whiny bitch, which just from what I've heard, probably he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, people probably do want to see Chuck kick his ass one more time. But, I mean, I don't have any desire to see, I don't mind seeing old fighters fight, but somebody who was at the top of their game and they're obviously, they've lost, 10 steps Chuck Liddell has. He lost his chin. I don't think he hits as hard. It's just, I don't want to see him.
We've seen the fight two times. There's really no reason to do it a third time.
The only question is Chuck too washed up to manage to beat Tito a third time? But Tito's pretty far gone himself, so
he seems to be.
It'd just be an older, slower version of the first two fights, I think.
Pretty much.
But Tito doesn't. I don't. You say Chuck has a shot chin. I don't. Tito doesn't hit that hard, actually, and I don't see him tagging Chuck. I don't see him taking Chuck down.
Yeah.
Even if Chuck can't knock him out, I think he gets. I would say he gets a decision victory in three rounds. So, but that's the fight I see. Tito's incredibly hard to knock out, and Chuck had a hard time putting him away both first two times. And if he has lost punching power, then he'll just tag him in the head for three rounds before the takedown.
Right.
Unless he doesn't get caught with a flush shot, I don't see that anything other than a decision victory. But again, hype makes a fight. A season of The Ultimate Fighter usually does entice for a pay-per-view buy for the coach fight. We've seen
that.
This one probably be the same, especially if he does, in fact, wimp out of the show at the end and Rich Franklin stuff.
Yeah.
But, we saw, Matt Hughes and Sarah, which took a year after the show to actually get together because of injuries. It was still a very well-received show. Don't want to see that.
Yeah. So. That was a fight that made sense.
Yeah, and it was a good fight. It was very... Sarah almost won, which was, I think, surprised a lot of people.
It was very competitive.
And so back to the card. We started off. This was the night of the black man, I think. Three of the four shown fights were won by black men. The other fight was two Brazilians, so there wasn't a chance of a black man winning that one. But, interesting. One of the stereotypes of the sport is a bunch of white dudes rolling around. Obviously now it's a lot of black dudes also rolling around. So, it speaks of the base too. I heard the Memphis show, which you attended, Alan.
Yes.
Dave Meltzer of the Observer also attended, and he was, given the demographic, was very shocked. The UFC in Memphis was almost entirely white.
I honestly didn't put any thought into it, but now that you mention it, I guess that would be pretty accurate.
We touched on last week. They're looking to expand the Hispanic market. They're looking for that one Hispanic superstar. They might be getting it in Cain Velasquez. Right. Rampage, you would figure, would already be like a big black star. He's not. He's very popular. He's very popular. Just he hasn't attracted a African American demographic, which I find kind of surprising, but. Whatever reason, that demographic just really hasn't been quite as much. It does seem to be a young white male, 24 to 35 kind of sport.
Well, the fact that he didn't fight on the first card in his hometown didn't help.
I think the demographics would have shifted if Rampage was fighting on that card, yes.
To some degree, yeah.
But going back, yes, first fight of the night, last night on the UFC versus... Well, this probably won't. Brian's very lazy. This probably won't go up for another week, but
it'll be up tomorrow.
He says that
Tuesday.
Cheek Monday. Okay. Cheek Congo, the very large black Parisian, beat a very shitty-looking Paul Buntello tapped him out with strikes. Basically means he was getting his butt handed to him on a ground in town and gave up.
Yeah. Yeah, Buntello just looked pitiful in that fight. He wasn't holding his own. And a female friend that I was in the room while we were watching it, when he hurt his pinky, she said, you know, my dog has dislocated my pinky twice. This guy's a vagina.
Yeah, he was. I don't think he was fight. It's Congo's always a. If you let Congo bully you, Congo's going to bully you, and he's a very, very large man to be
right.
If people don't let him bully, Congo has problems with guys who don't let him bully them. I think it was Cain Velasquez was one of those guys. Just kept taking to him. Congo's still a fairly weak ground guy, but for whatever reason, the UFC likes him. They keep having him fight other strikers. He'll probably have a long career in the UFC. I don't see him being a top contender.
But he is an exciting fighter.
He's an exciting fighter. He's different. It was a fun fight while it lasted. I have no problems with it.
Yeah.
Second fight of the night was Junior Dos Santos. This is the Battle of Brazilians. Junior Dos Santos versus Gabriel Gonzaga. Gabriel Gonzaga, once near the top of the heavyweight food chain,
he had his title shot.
He hasn't really looked good since. He's lost a lot. I think he wins one and loses one.
Yeah, it's the competition in the last 2 years in the heavyweight division has gotten so much better.
It all seems to come from wrestling too.
Yeah.
We're just getting this influx of, I guess, heavyweight wrestlers realizing, hey, there's money to be made in the sport.
Right.
High quality. Not just wrestlers, but wrestlers who can strike.
Mm-hmm.
Junior Dos Santos I don't think he's a wrestler. He's a jiu-jitsu grappler who picked up striking very well, which Gabe Gonzaga is also a jiu-jitsu guy who picked up striking well, but not well enough in this fight.
Right.
Gabe,
of course, Velasquez and Shane Carwin have shown up fairly recently and done really damn well, as has Junior Dos Santos.
So, very exciting time in the heavyweight division. The UFC's always had a very weak division.
Mm-hmm.
We touched on this a couple shows ago, I think. It's exploded. And you still got the top guys. You still have Brock. You still have, Frank Mir's right under him.
Right. Nogueira, possibly, if...
Nogueira looked good. He did lose, but he didn't look as bad as he did in that fight with Frank Mir.
Yeah.
So Chikongo's always still there. He's probably... Him and Gonzaga, I'll see, will be gatekeepers probably for a little while. They'll throw them in against anyone that's thinking of moving up. And I see we'll see a continuous influx. These large wrestlers pick up other aspects of the game coming into the heavyweight division. Again, he knocked him out. The way this fight ended, Junior caught him with a shot. Did some ground and pound, and Gabe's eyes on the back of his head briefly. And back to the black guys. We had Doomsday. And no, he was not fighting Superman. He was...
Right.
I don't even know who the hell he was fighting. What was the name of the guy? This guy's... I just wrote down Doomsday, because...
Was it John Howard versus Daniel Roberts?
John Howard, yes. That was his name. But we'll just call him Doomsday because it's a great name. Won by one of the most brutal fucking knockouts I've ever seen.
Yeah, and he was right in the... He was really close to getting his arm ripped off in an arm bar, and he pulled out and knocked Roberts out cold.
Bad.
He was still out like 5 minutes later. They showed him in the background still laying there.
Well, he was up, but he was completely out. He had no idea what was going on.
Yeah.
He was just staring, had that glazed look, just staring straight ahead like, I have no idea what's going on. But yeah, he was out, eyes open, staring straight ahead. It was a scary, scary knockout.
Yeah.
Doomsday, first time I think he's been a prelim guy the entire time. He was a prelim on this. They managed to squeeze this fight in on the live card, obviously because it was an exciting knockout.
Right.
So he got some exposure, showed a little personality. I always like to see that in his interview. Mm-hmm. I look forward to maybe seeing more of him. What division were they fighting at? Is that 205 or 185?
That is a good question.
Doesn't matter.
This page I'm looking at didn't say.
I'm thinking they were 205ers for some reason, but they look like bigger. They look like about 205ers.
Yeah.
And of course, we had the main event, as we touched on, John Bones Jones. You guys listen to the show. I think I've mentioned him every show. He's one of my favorite guys. He didn't display a lot of wacky moves, but he did display again. He has a motherfucker of an elbow.
Yeah. And he took Vera down at will repeatedly, too. So his wrestling's pretty damn strong, too.
It was an interesting game plan. He didn't look like he wanted to play the striking game with Vera. Vera's Muay Thai is very excellent. And I would have pictured Vera actually being the better wrestler of the two with his Greco-Roman background. Not that Bones is a bad wrestler, but he's a junior college champion, where Vera was an Olympic candidate. You know, mm-hmm. different level of wrestling there, but he is one of those people you call a freaky athlete. Bones Jones they kept hyping him on the show. You know, this guy, you know, learns, it's a completely new fighter every fight. We're seeing that. Fortunately, we didn't get to see any wacky attempts at, you know, cartwheel elbows or anything crazy like that, or a fireball. Still waiting for someone to bust one of those out. Took him to the ground, right position. Well, the guy just got devastating elbows. Pretty much looked like considering he winced and covered up immediately after an elbow to the side of the head, it was pretty obvious he probably cracked an eye socket or something.
Yeah.
You said you read a report somewhere.
Yeah, three fractures on his face.
Yeah, that sucks.
I would imagine it does.
I would imagine Brandon Vera is a pretty tough guy who's been hit in the face quite a few times, so when he winced in pain and covered up, I figured he's probably hurt pretty bad. But yeah, that's Don Bone Jones has put the light heavyweight division on notice, but he's still young and fairly Vera was a test, but it's still one test. Vera is not the same guy he was 2 years ago.
Right.
Actually, before his contract dispute, I guess.
Right.
You know, he was lighting the heavyweight division on fire, lost a couple fights, Tim Sylvia and Verdum, moved down to light heavyweight, barely beat a couple of nobodies, lost to Randy, lost to Keith Jardine. Won his last by decision, I believe, and then now he's lost this. I don't know what Brandon does from here. He needs a drastic change, whatever he's doing. Maybe go back to city boxing. I think that's what his original camp was, and pretty much he sucks since he left. So I don't know. We'll see. But he needs something. He's got a lot of potential. He's talented in all areas of the game. And he's just not looking like what he once had the potential. Not like Bones Jones is living up to his potential. Vera is not.
Right. Of course, Vera's, what, 10 years older also, which doesn't help.
Yeah, he's my age, I believe. And Jones is early 20s, just out of college. So.
Right.
So that was the card last night. Any other news in MMA going around?
Did you have a chance to watch the Dream card?
I don't have HDNet.
Oh, well. And I guess you didn't. So the big event out of there was the nutshot heard around the world. Josh Barnett walloped Mighty Mo right in the family jewels. And it was a big ordeal. It took like 15 minutes, at least 10 minutes before they resumed the fight. But they finally did resume the fight, and Mighty Mo lost anyway to a Kimura, which didn't look all that tight to me, but he tapped, so.
Mighty Mo's still very, very junior to this sport. I mean, he comes with a lot of hype because of his wrestling pedigree, but, you know.
And he took the fight on short notice, too, so.
Yeah, and, yeah, he's fighting Josh, you know, without his drug testing problems. Josh Barnett's easily could easily be considered a top five heavyweight. If he fought consistently against top competition, he's beaten Nogueira, he's beaten Randy Couture, you know, he was in line to fight Fedor, and he's the guy that most people gave the best chance of the non-UFC contracted people out there to beat Fedor.
Mm-hmm.
For he failed his third steroid test in his career and killed him.
He looked a little doughy last night, so I'm wondering if maybe he's actually off the roids now.
He's always. I think that's more why he takes roids than anything, because I think he does have a problem with the doughiness.
Yeah,
I need roids pretty bad.
Vanity.
They do keep you cut up, but you do retain a lot of water on them too. So you gotta be careful with your water and sodium intake on them. But yeah, I think he uses them more for a cut and appearance than performance. He is a poor wrestler also, so he comes from that mentality of looking good.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that was sort of Tim Sylvia, where he claimed that's why he took steroids, because, you know, he's a big flabby guy, and he wanted to be the part of a champion. Fortunately, he took, like, one of those types of steroids that stays in your system for a year. Research, folks, research. That's all I'm
saying. We don't encourage such things.
Yeah. We don't encourage things at all, but yeah, like Stefan Bonner took one that was for horses that only appears naturally in horses. Like, these guys just take the dumbest things. It's like, you know, go to somebody. If you're going to try to cheat, go to somebody. Get help from somebody who knows how to cheat well.
Yeah.
But so it's interesting. Yeah, I'm not surprised. Barnett's a tough guy. I can see Walt. I'll probably find the gif of him walloping Mo in the nuts online.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
It's in my sore spot. I still don't have HDNet on Cox.
That really sucks.
I do. I don't get my weekly dose of Bossrutin, which, you know, up to no end.
I have HDNet, and I don't even have an HDTV, so I watch it in like 0.75 HD. So.
Yeah, I know. I've every cable company I've had never carried since HDNet started being a big MMA thing. You know, Comcast doesn't have it, and Cox doesn't have it. So, and I can't go to a satellite. I'm a TiVo guy, so I can't really go to one of the dishes. And Cox is the only cable network in this neck of the woods. I can't remember if the other one's Warner, Time Warner, or Cox. Well, it's Comcast, obviously. There's one other cable company in San Diego, but the only one services this area is Cox. This is the gay area, so it probably should be too.
Speaking of, does anyone care that WrestleMania 26 is Sunday?
I didn't. Last year was the first time I haven't ordered WrestleMania in many years, and I don't think I'm ordering this one either.
But Bret Hart is facing Vince McMahon, which proves, you know, what Ted DiBiase always said, everyone has a price, so.
Yeah, it's been 12 years. I think everyone's fucking over it by now.
Well, you know, it's not just, at least as far as Bret said, it's not just the whole thing about the Montreal Screwjob. It's also partly what happened with Owen and... you know, you really don't get over something like that, but...
Well, I mean, it's not like they pushed him off the rafters themselves. No. A cable snapped, you know, it was a freak accident. You can only hold blame. The company put him in the situation, but, you know, it's not like Vince McMahon pushed him off the rafters. Come on.
Maybe he did. You know, they could always squeeze that into a storyline.
Yeah, I don't think they've mentioned Owen's name since the Raw after that pay-per-view.
Yeah, they try
actually.
Not to.
Yeah, they'll bring up Eddie all day long, but yeah, him and Chris Benoit are just on the no-talk list, I think.
Yeah.
But at least with Owen, they will show his old matches on like 24/7 and DVDs, where Chris Benoit, they on everything they can possibly take him off of, they do.
You know, Owen was great, and he was getting better all the time. But, you know, Benoit's matches were all exciting, and it's kind of a shame that you really can't see them anymore unless you download them.
I've never watched one of his matches since the whole incident. I've not won. I can't. It's just too fucking weird.
Yeah.
I was so into that case when it broke for, like, that first month. I was having dreams of, like, Benoit was, like, hanging out was in my dream.
I always hung out with Steve Austin in my dreams.
Yeah. I hung out with a murderer in mine. So it was just the whole thing was bizarre. Anyway, we're not going to get into that friggin' subject. I occasionally glance at Raw anymore. TNA for the lols if it's on. I TiVo everything, and occasionally I'll just flip through them if I hear something interesting happened, or, you know. I do want to see the Undertaker-Michaels match, because I know it's going to be a great match, but with the UFC, it really is UFC, just I order pay-per-views from UFC, and they cost a lot of money, and I can't. And I had already dwindled down my WWE pay-per-views to the Royal Rumble and WrestleMania. Last year, I just ordered the Royal Rumble. This year, I haven't ordered either. I don't plan on either, so. I don't know. If product excites me again, we'll see. But right now, product just does not. Neither product excites me enough to pay money for it.
I agree.
So, that's just me. You know, I've got, you know, I'm saying, you know, I know a lot of people graduated from wrestling to MMA. I still consider myself a wrestling fan. But it's not doing it for me right now, and I have another avenue of something of a similar vein that's real. So I have that, you know. Whereas in the past, you know, I really didn't follow any other sports other than casually watch baseball and football, but not enough to devote passion to. And I would just watch wrestling even when it was, like, just really shitty for months at a time. Now I've just... If I'm not interested, I just turn it off. I think that will do it for this week's edition. Sorry, Rob died and couldn't join us. Hopefully he'll be reanimated next week.
I think he will.
Will he be trying to eat our brains?
Yes.
Okay.
You've been listening to Outside the Cage with your hosts, Gabe Owens, Alan Young, and Brian Kilby. Outside the Cage is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Copyright 2010 Radio Free Cybertron.